USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Mother's Day 2020, there have been over 1.3 million cases of coronavirus reported in the United States as of yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases of virus in the world has topped 4 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University saying the worldwide death toll is now over 277,000. What does former President Barack Obama think of the current administration's response to the pandemic?
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
Obama caught on tape during what was supposed to be a private remote meeting on Friday with thousands of people who'd served in his administration.
Being selfish, being tribal, being divided, it's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A singer whose career started at about the same time remembers Little Richard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Pat Boone saying last night that, quote, Richard and I are brothers musically and spiritually. Boone, sometimes criticized for doing so-called vanilla covers of black artists' music, had a big hit with Tutti Frutti, and Little Richard said in an interview that that actually opened the door to a wider acceptance of his music.
It was called race music, and so in order to kind of stop that momentum, Pat Boone was put on me instantly. As I got older and looked back, he really opened a wider door for me. By him recording it, made it bigger and made me accept it to a wider.
A polar vortex has brought 10 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and flurries as far south as Manhattan. From record May lows to severe storms, the weather also causing problems in the Midwest to the Appalachians. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal infectious disease expert and member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's putting himself into what he calls modified quarantine after potentially being exposed to the virus. He says he had limited exposure to someone who had it and is now quarantining out of an abundance of caution. He did not explain exactly what modified quarantine means, but it is known that he's supposed to testify before a Senate panel on Tuesday. Major League Baseball is reportedly looking at an 80-game schedule for this year, and it would start in July. The Athletic is reporting the league will be talking to the Players Union this week to try to reach an agreement on how to play the season during the ongoing pandemic. And Jeff Melick won $1,000 earlier this year on a scratch-off lottery ticket where he lives in Virginia. The problem is lottery offices have been closed until just recently because of the virus, and he was just recently able to go and claim his winnings. Right after he did, he walked out with his $1,000 minus taxes and stopped at a lottery dealer and invested some of those winnings in a few more scratch-off tickets. One of them won him just shy of $200,000. He says he's going to give some of it to charity to try to pay it forward during the pandemic. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.